Coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And those of you listening on KSHP Las Vegas will know the name Andrew Niemi. He is part of the World Poker Tour. And 1 year after offering the largest live tournament guarantee in poker history, the World Poker Tour is giving poker players a can't-miss event yet again. Last year, $15 million. And they're going to have it once again. $15 million, $16 million, $40 million. And we welcome Andrew to the show. Andrew, do you start salivating when you see this?
I do, a little bit, actually, yeah. It's a wild number. It's a big number.
Now, I ask this same question to comedians, where we all think we're funny when we're 14, but we're not really that funny. We all think we can play poker at 14. When did you realize, oh, no, I actually can play this?
Yeah, it took a little bit of time. I think everyone in poker starts out recreationally and not taking the game all that seriously. And you start off losing money, and hopefully it's just a little bit of money here and there. For me, I started way back around 2007, 2008, where I started to take this thing seriously. And moved my way up through the stakes. I started in playing online poker and started very small stakes, like 2 cent, 4 cent, and grinding my way up the stakes.
When you said, I got to move to Vegas and do this professionally, how many people in your family were like, good for you, we're proud of you, and how many people said, you degenerate gambling gangster?
Luckily for me, they were the supportive type. They said, good for you, you know, we just want you to be happy. But I'm sure, like, in their minds and maybe in private conversations, it was more the latter. So I'm sure there was some worries along the way. It took me a little while to really get my feet under myself. I kind of spun my wheels for a little bit the first couple of years of Vegas, just enjoying the lifestyle of Vegas a little bit too much, probably. But luckily, it worked out okay in the end.
So may I ask, the biggest kitty, if you like, the biggest win that you had, and maybe the worst loss?
Yeah, so I just had my biggest win maybe a couple weeks back. We're still trying to move up in stakes and play the biggest stakes around. So I booked a win of just about $73,000. This happened down in Austin, Texas, at a card club called The Lodge, which I'm actually part owner of with a group of my fellow YouTubers and some other guys. And biggest loss, I believe, is, let's see, I sort of try to wipe these things from my memory, but somewhere around 23,000, I want to say.
Wow. So what do you think it is that during the NHL lockout several years ago, ESPN tried everything, and then they finally started putting poker on TV. And so by the time the NHL came back, ESPN was like, we don't want you because poker gets better numbers. Is it just kind of thing that it appeals to so many more people because it goes way outside the sporting realm, because everybody, regardless of athletic ability, kind of likes to gamble?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I think that's a pretty good answer as well. It's just, you know, it's kind of like this version of sporting meets competition meets reality TV. And I think, you know, people can follow along. A game like Texas Hold'em, it's pretty easy to get into. You know, you get two cards and there's five community cards and make a poker hand. And, you know, there's betting when you have a good hand, and there's bluffing. And to be able to see people's whole cards, it's kind of like this this inside look into this reality TV production, and there's money on the line. And so, yeah, it's like gambling. I just, you know, whether it's the American culture or, you know, who knows how many other cultures across the globe, it's just been a part of culture for so long, so many centuries probably, that, you know, people can just kind of relate to it pretty easily.
You know, in blackjack, there's pressure from first base to third base, whereas you can't hit on a soft 16. That was my card. You took it. And it's like, I just want to be responsible for myself. But in poker, is that possible in poker too, where you throw four cards back and someone's like, you're killing me?
No. Well, first of all, people aren't really going to know like what you're holding and what you're folding unless you happen to flip it up and show everybody. You know, it's kind of like each person for themselves at the poker table. And I think even in blackjack, unless there's some weird card counting element that I'm not aware of where it actually matters. Yeah, I think that's kind of like a myth a lot of the time. I think most people at the blackjack table they might be either superstitious or they're results oriented and they see you doing something that affects the deck. I don't think it matters all that much either. People like to blame others for when things aren't going their way. So, yeah, it doesn't really matter. Each person's on their own mission. And, yeah, I would say no, there's no pressure in that regard.
I love the movie The Grand, the Woody Harrelson poker movie, which for some reason doesn't get as much love, and I don't even know if I can find it on a streaming service. Did you ever see that movie?
I have not seen this one, I don't think, no.
It's all about poker in Vegas. It's got a great lineup of stars. It should be bigger, especially with y'all people.
I'm going to have to put it on the list. Check it out.
Put it on the list. All right, so tell us, WPT.com, winlasvegas.com. How are we going to check this out?
Yeah, all the tour info is available on WPT.com. There's some room rates over at the Wynn. The Wynn is easily my favorite poker room in Las Vegas, and there's discounted hotel rates on WPT.com to come check out the World Championship. It's going to be an awesome event. You alluded to it right off the bat with the massive prize pool. And there's going to be a bunch of different buy-ins for tournaments, for players, for all budgets, everything. So it should be an awesome one.
I'll leave you with this, and this is more of a statement than a question, but years ago I stayed at the Encore, of course, right across from the Wynn, same place, and they threw in the buffet, and I thought, oh, that's nice. I'll go down and get a waffle. I had no idea that it was the decadence of Rome down there at that buffet, that you literally can get anything you want.
Yeah, those buffets are no joke. I mean, it's insane to be able to get pizza and sushi and Italian and all in one meal is pretty ridiculous in a great way.
It's Andrew Niemi, the World Poker Tour star, and as I mentioned, the $15 million guarantee, which broke all records last year, it's more than doubled now, up to $40 million, and you can check it out, winlasvegas.com and WPT.com. Andrew, thanks for being on the show, man.
A pleasure, Rick. Thanks for having me on.